Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better.
Even marketing.
This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, peeps, I'm ultra excited. I've got a great Google expert. His name is Martin Shervington, and he is coming to us from the San Francisco Bay Area, but he's about to head back to the UK. You might notice a little bit of an accent. So, Martin, how are you doing today, man?
I am fantastic, Brian. Hello, everybody.
So, man, I'd love to get your backstory. I'd love my audience to know where you came from, where you're going to, how you started out as an organizational psychologist and then started helping businesses with Google and helping them promote themselves on the web. So how did that transition happen?
Yeah, so my degree, all 20 years ago, I graduated, and I did law and business. And then from there, I went into business, 25, ran a training company, did my postgraduate at University of London doing organizational psychology, and I then came back and forth to the States. So I've been here on and off 6 years. And around about 4 years ago, I've been consulting for the whole time, but around about 4 years ago, I went, do you know what, I'm going to get a little bit more into social, get a bit more of an understanding of what Google are up to, and I dived in deep into their ecosystem and started to create a map and look at Google Drive and YouTube and Search and Google Plus and all of these pieces, and looked at how can you use them in your business. So this year then, Google have made myself and around about 30 odd other people Google Small Business Advisors, so with a little official stamp on their site. And so now I look at how do we communicate some of the benefits, particularly if a local business is about, and looking at Google Maps, and we can talk more about that. So I've been doing all of that this week, training up consultants and doing client work. So that's really what I do. Where it came from is providing solutions for people using tech.
Very cool. So I think Google Business is one of the untapped things because everybody's got a Gmail account. Most people understand, well, they don't understand and don't use analytics, but you know, they know a lot of the Google properties. But Google Business is kind of turned into an enigma because it's, you know, it's melded a little bit of Google Plus, it's got maps in there, it's got places, it's got all this other stuff. Why is it important for every business to get their presence set up and known on Google Business?
So great. So let's look at two bits. First of all, if anyone's got their phone, you can just go through a little experiment. If you've got an iPhone, make sure you've got the Google Maps app. Oh, as I dropped something. So make sure you've got your Google Maps app on your iPhone. If you've got an Android device, then you will have the Maps app already there. Click it and have a look around, explore. And what you'll find is there's a whole kind of semi-social ecosystem that's in there. And you have your contributions, which is where you'll leave reviews. You can add photos to the different locations. It's kind of gamified, so it's got five levels as a reviewer. And you'll find that if you haven't clicked around so far, it's huge and it's fantastic for local businesses or for anybody that's on the map. Now, if people haven't got a listing, on the maps itself, so search yourself if you are a local business or have got a front door or service in area, and then scroll down when you click the left-hand side, and you can either add a missing business or click into your business and edit the listing. And when you do that, you can add, well, you can do this anyway, but you can add photos, you can get reviews, you can then, this is the key piece then, Brian, is you then have your Google My Business app on your phone, go into that and you'll find that you can reply to the people that are leaving reviews, you can manage the listing much more, you can see some analytics that are connected with that account, and suddenly you begin to go, ah, right, so my YouTube account, if you have one, is connected into that Google My Business dashboard, so's analytics, so's insights into any posts that have been shared, and you find images that you add, people add to the maps, photos, get a huge amount of views. I put one place, in fact, they were already on the map, it was a local curry house in the UK, and I had stats through the other day, one single picture of a delicious chicken vindaloo, which is my favourite, everyone knows it's my favourite around the world as I go and review curry houses, please do get in touch if you have a curry house, but the thing that they found, 30,000 views on one photo. And I just went, this is a really good thing. So instead of people thinking about necessary search, think about Google Maps and make sure your listing's there.
Yeah, no, awesome stuff. And so, okay, so getting on Google Maps is incredibly important. What about integrating Google Plus and Google Maps and all of that stuff? What do people need to know about that?
Okay, so Google Plus is perfect if you're looking at sharing content, of getting on people's radars that are part of that community, and of driving traffic through to your website, particularly for blog content. Now, it's great for community building, the same as Facebook, the same as, let's say, Instagram. But I would say the primary thing is starting from the other end and going, what outcomes are you seeking? And this is very much how I approach it. So I've just done a lynda.com course, which is a LinkedIn company, for it's an intermediate course for AdWords. And all the way through, it's what are you trying to achieve? And if you know that that's the outcome, then you can come back and go, okay, well, what are the different factors within this ecosystem and other ecosystems that will help me to achieve them? So, for instance, let's take this. Let's say you share a piece of content and people engage with it on social media and it also appears in Google search. Well, it's great to know how many people in analytics are coming from those social places and also how many people are then engaged, or rather clicking through from your search results. So analytics ties into your social strategy, but it's like, okay, well, are you generating leads? Are you getting sales? What does all this mean? So what I look at is how do you connect all of these pieces together and make it an easy pipe flow, or put the pipes in place and make it easy for the outcomes to flow. And if you don't have things connected, then it's hard. And we know this. And as a business is growing, you often find that you're kind of plugging on different bits of software together. The good thing with Google, I would say now with the app side of it, is on a mobile device, you have your analytics as an app. You have your AdWords as an app. You can go deeper if you want to go into the desktop. But I really would encourage everybody to move their minds towards mobile and look at all the differentiated apps, because that's what I believe has happened in the last year, is the ecosystem's now very much a mobile-friendly ecosystem for business.
Very true. So when we look at this, and again, you're so spot on, at least in my world, that it Google is an ecosystem. I mean, you've got Google Plus, you've got brand pages, you've got maps, you've got things like analytics and Search Console. What are some of the most common mistakes that you see businesses make? What are they not doing that would really benefit their businesses?
So one of the biggest mistakes is if people aren't using Google Drive right now, then honestly, I couldn't live without using that platform. If I had to give one up, it wouldn't be Google Drive. So let me explain one of the reasons why. So we will go cloud computing, great. So you don't have the apps on your desktop, or you have them that they're in the cloud, which is wonderful that your photos get backed up and all that, great. However, working on documents together, working on spreadsheets, working on slides, working on text docs, whatever it may be, doing it within that Google Drive system, it saves me just hours. You send somebody a link and you're collaborating. So I think for communication, we have lots of tools with Google. So it could be the listings on Map, connecting with people. But collaboration tools are one of the biggest things, particularly for small business. If they are still trying to transfer a single file to somebody for them to work on it and then they pass it back, honestly, it's wasting time. So I think Drive is one of the biggest things that people can step into if they're not using it already.
Awesome. And so why would somebody want to use Google Drive versus, say, Dropbox or some of those other services?
And as far as I know, you can't collaborate on a document live and see the person typing in Dropbox, unless I'm wrong. Is that right?
No, I think you're right. So it's more the collaboration of using the
collaboration. Yeah. That's the main thing. So it's not about this is the thing. It's not about the file transfer. It's about bringing people together and having conversations or working on projects. And I crowdsource content all the time. And I just chuck people a link and say, hey, can you just put in content here? I've got one document at the moment. We'll turn into a blog post. 20 people putting in whatever they think are the most useful cloud computing tools. So once you've worked out the software, once you have a basic understanding of how these things work, then the next thing is, okay, what outcomes am I trying to achieve? And then how do I use the software to achieve them?
Awesome. Awesome advice. So Martin, I mean, we've talked about a lot of different things and you've got a way to help my audience wrap their heads around this a little bit more. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I would say, do you know what the most useful thing for people? I have two courses right now on lynda.com, which is, so they were bought by LinkedIn a while ago. The first one is on reviews. If you're a local business, I really think that you should look at reviews. So check out the maps, as we discussed, but check out reviews of the whole course on there. There's a month free with lynda.com. So, you know, you can just sign up and fill your boots, as they say. So that was the first one. The second one is if you're into social stuff, then there's a course there as well, which is on comments. And these came out earlier in the year, and that gives you a good idea of how to engage and build a community around your brand. The third one is going to be out in July, and that is called Intermediate Google AdWords, and it's probably around about 25, 30 videos, and it will take you through a lot of this sort of content. So all of that stuff then is I think, the most sort of up-to-date modern courses I've got. If you're into videos, then check out my YouTube channel for Plus Your Business. And there's a apps course there. There's an enormous amount of content that's on there, and just have search around for the keywords of interest. And then go to plushybusiness.com, and I've written probably, I don't know, 350 blog posts on that site. So there's a tremendous amount of content on Google stuff, but also broader business tips. Everything from giving constructive feedback through to how to move from the idea of pivot in your business to what I call tack in, which allows you to still go where you want to go, but do it in a way which appreciates the market conditions and situation. So there's huge amounts on there that I'd say that hopefully small businesses will relate to.
Outstanding. So Martin, if people want to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so I am all across social media. You'll find me at Martin Sherv on Twitter, and you'll find me on LinkedIn and Martin Shervington and Facebook and Google+. But the best way to get in touch with me is martin@plushybusiness.com. Email me, martin@plushybusiness.com.
Hey, man, this has been incredible. I mean, you compressed an incredible amount of information in a very short period of time and dropped some incredible knowledge bombs and some sizzling information on my peeps. I so appreciate you and your time and your information, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.